Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bang. Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Rich with the aroma of love, the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back, and we are talking about the Fire Joe Gibbs Now website, which is up and running thanks to the good work of Joe Artinger and... People are going crazy on this thing.
Well,
it's about
are.
50-50 right now, but it's an opportunity to go in and vote whether you think old Joe should stay at the helm of the Redskins. And you can also leave a note, an email, and give us your thoughts. Joe says that we've got some people that are just saying yes or no and right. other people that are venting a lot of frustration.
Oh, yeah. Very upset. Emotions running high.
We're going to keep that open. We link it to you from our DonandMikeWebsite.com, and you can go there and vote and see what you think. And also, they're playing Dallas this weekend, so probably a lot more opinions after that.
I just heard on the TV that the Skins are considered underdogs for this weekend's game. Where do they get this stuff?
I don't know. Hocus pocus, Buzz.
That's Buzz with a sports joke there. Isn't that good?
The Gags Gang, hard at work.
We're working hard today. My brain hurts after that quiz.
It should.
I don't know how many questions I read that Rob Spiewak wrote, but I have a thumping in my brain like you would not believe.
That'll do it.
And, my health is not that good to start with.
I don't know. I think you look great.
Thanks so much, Rob. Right back at you.
You're lying.
All right, Buzz, what do you got for us?
Suspended football player Adam Pac-Man Jones has reached a plea deal in his Las Vegas shooting case.
I know that, dude.
According to his lawyer, Jones will plead no contest to a count of conspiracy to commit disorderly conduct. Now, in return, the Tennessee Titans quarterback gets a one-year suspended jail sentence.
Cornerback, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
He'll testify in hearings connected with the February shooting at the Minx Gentlemen's Club.
Mm-hmm.
He'll also get 200 hours of community service.
I let it rain when I was a good guys the other night.
Did you really?
Just walked in, threw 20s right up in the air. Let it rain.
There's Pac-Man now.
Pac-Man Jones.
On his way to drug testing and anger management classes as well. Police originally charged Jones with 2 counts of felony coercion for the February brawl outside the adult club. Fight led to a shooting that wounded 3 people. One of the victims, 44-year-old bouncer, paralyzed from the waist down. Mr. Jones remains on a year's suspension from the NFL.
And I do not believe he's going to be coming back, even though he's petitioning the NFL with the Players Association to come back. I don't think there's any chance in hell this guy plays this year.
He and Vic can start a league.
That'd be a good league. I'd watch that.
I would, too.
The plastic surgeon who operated on Kanye West's mom before she died has a checkered past, as it turns out. TMZ.com says Dr. Jan Adams has been sued by at least 4 women who said he botched their procedures.
Who did your procedure?
Charlie. He did.
I'm going to do it for you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Who did your plastic surgery?
My plastic surgery?
Your tummy tuck, specifically.
Dr. Mengele. I think that's how you say it.
Mengele.
It was a South American doctor.
Oh, that's when you flew down to Argentina to get it done.
Older guy, but really nice.
You know, the expert here, though, Buzz, all the work that you've had done all over the years.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, you check these guys out first, right?
Dr. Mattel, I looked into him, and he does great plastic surgery.
Dr. Mattel.
Uh-huh.
That's who he'd use, Dr. Mattel.
Of course.
To give him that toy-like goodness.
That's right.
And
no
he
lead.
Smells like Toys R Us.
It's wonderful.
Another patient says Adams got her pregnant, and a former girlfriend says she had to get a restraining order against the guy.
You know, when I heard this story the first time, my only thought was, if you really were to do analysis on all of these guys, mm-hmm. all these plastic surgeons,
okay.
I mean, of all the procedures, I would imagine you'd get a lot of people that are not happy with the way, you know, the breast or the tummy or whatever. And probably a lot of these guys, you could come up with a shopping list of the problems they've had. Wouldn't that be accurate?
That's true, but there are also a lot of really, really good plastic surgeons. And I, in fact, had one, like after my surgery, and I was all chopped up.
And then you get a little something. They did the eyes, right?
She whipped me into shape.
A little lift behind the ears.
I couldn't be happier. There are a lot of great plastic surgeons. You should do a little research, because surgery is surgery. It's always serious.
We have a little tape of Adams.
Oh, very good. Let's hear the doctor now.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
He sounds good to me.
That's wonderful. Another great Adams in America.
This Jan Adams in Los Angeles has
Jan.
So he's got a girl's name. Of course he's got a girl's name.
He has several DUIs on his record as well, and he's admitted to performing a breast reduction and tummy tuck on 58-year-old Donda West before she died on Saturday.
Leslie Adams.
You're king of the Adams, I guess.
Morticia Adams.
Leslie Adams.
Don Adams.
Grizzly Adams.
John Quincy Adams.
Ooh, that
that's a good one. That's a very good
John
one.
John Adams, the other Adams in history.
Sit down, Gomez Adams. I don't know. I'm the rest of the Adams family.
Am I king?
I think
you're Adams king.
Thanks so much.
Let's say you are.
Thank you, Robert.
The price of gas.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
Still.
He'll love that you're king.
Mm-hmm.
The price of gas has gone up about a quarter in the last few weeks, and the government's top energy forecaster says it'll go up another 20 cents in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Gas is now over $3 a gallon in most of the country, and that's about 80 cents higher than it was last year at this time. Next week's prices will be the highest we've ever paid for Thanksgiving travel. This as the price of crude oil creeps closer to $100 a barrel, partly because the U.S. oil reserve has shrunken unexpectedly.
I feel so stupid making fun of you for stockpiling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do that. I mean, I told you guys a long time ago, you know, if you go by my home and go into the basement, don't light a match because I've been doing the same thing. You know, the late John Denver did it,
yes.
Rob. He had a huge tank underneath his home, and I've done the same thing.
When will the similarities between you and him end?
Well, I've also learned how to fly the ultralights, and I'm going to fly them damn better than he did.
Please be careful.
Don't do it, Mike.
You fill up my senses, Rob.
Speaking of Thanksgiving travel, airplanes will be about 4% more crowded this Thanksgiving weekend with 95% of the seats on commercial flights filled.
I'm nervous about I'm nervous
You're
about everything. I worry too much. I know Don tells me I worry too much, but the fact is that I did something coming back from Las Vegas. I've got a red-eye flight coming back that leaves. That's all I could get. I'm not doing this because I want to maximize
both places.
I've got the red eye because it's all I could get coming out of Vegas on Sunday, but I'm nervous because the plane is going to land in the wee hours of the morning on a day that we have to be on the air.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, you know what I did, and I'm stupid for this, but I popped for the $300, and I booked two flights.
Backup?
Yeah, I did, and the thing is, they're both leaving at the same time.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, I just have a feeling. There's a sense that I get that this particular holiday weekend is going to be the CF of CFs.
I have
a feeling it's going to
happen. Well, they've already started the hype machine on television.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and I got a friend who's a buddy of mine is a pilot for United Airlines, and he made a veiled comment to me. He said, wait till Thanksgiving weekend. And I don't know what that means, but it sounds to me like these guys might be getting angry and making some kind of statement on that holiday weekend.
What you said right before he said that was that you wanted some turkey or something, or what did you say that brought that comment that he said? What are you looking
Nearly
at?
Nearly one in ten of us will be in the air over this Thanksgiving holiday.
I don't know what happened to Rob. I was trying to figure out
what prompted him to say that.
That was at that field hockey game. His daughter and my daughter go to the same school, and we were talking about the holidays
was
coming
Was it really
up.
That ominous?
He said something. I don't know whether he was talking out his butt or not, but he said something, Thanksgiving weekend, you know, be careful. It's going to be kind of crazy. It's going to be kind of nasty.
You know, Red Eye is the flight that pilot fell asleep on that we reported on earlier this week.
Thanks, Buzz.
Just wanted to remind you
I appreciate
you that.
That. I really, really do. Like, I'm not worried enough about my health. With the doctor's office that your wife works at, where they weren't able to tell me any straight answers there.
With Mike's luck, the pilot will fall asleep and Mike will be up.
27 million of us will be flying round trip over the 12 days between this Friday and 2 weeks from today.
I'm leaving on Thanksgiving night.
Oh, you'll be fine.
And then, I'm coming back in the wee hours of the morning, so I figured I'd miss the rush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I hope I'm right about that.
Well, with only 2.5 million people a day flying, you should be fine.
But I'm going to come back with pockets of cash.
In a year that's the worst year ever for on-time records. Nearly one in every four flights this year has been late. The airport with the slowest security lines, by the way, is Denver, followed by JFK, LAX, San Juan, and Chicago's O'Hare.
Yeah.
Your fastest airports for security are Orlando and Cincinnati, Kentucky. New York's LaGuardia, not bad either.
That's the magic of Disney, Buzz.
It's the
Imagineers that do it.
Are you connecting anywhere, or is it a direct flight?
Direct, Rob. Always go direct.
Baby.
And, you know, the only thing I'm worried about also with that little nighttime red-eye flight, flying sober. Don't like to do it. Don't like to do it at all. And, my weekend, I will have had too much weekend at that point already, and I want to be fresh for Monday morning. So I'm a little bit worried about
fresh
the whole
as a
thing.
Daisy.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the combination of all these screw ups with the airlines, the fact that everybody's traveling at the same time, and the fact that I'm not going to have alcohol coursing through my veins when I get to the airport. I'm a little worried.
How about this? How about you do drink, and then when you land, have the limo bring you directly here?
Fine, done. Look
I'll
forward
be waiting
to that.
For you.
Look forward to that show Monday after Thanksgiving.
That'll be good.
You'll have the red eyes,
right?
Because we are so obsessed with our pets. Witness our reaction to the Mike Vick story. One insurance company is offering insurance for pets that are hurt or killed in car accidents. Progressive now pays up to $500 for a pet that's lost in a wreck if you go with them for auto insurance. Progressive is America's third biggest auto insurer, right behind State Farm and Allstate. It's the only company offering pet insurance.
I met a new neighbor of mine today walking his greyhound, a rescued greyhound.
Yeah. That's nice.
Isn't that nice? I said, nice greyhound boy.
The greyhound, was the greyhound just horribly obese?
It was actually very healthy looking. It was huge. I didn't know they got that big.
Very tall dog.
And he was carrying his bag because I live in the city limits. He's got the poop bag that we all have to carry around with our dogs. That's why I don't walk Beluga. I will not carry that little pink bag with his poop in it.
Why'd you put him on in a diaper?
I'm not going to put the dog in a diaper unless he's got some sort of incontinence problem.
Have your lady friend do it.
My lady friend? You mean my wife?
See, right. I didn't want to say that.
Very good.
How about a diaper and a top hat?
I'll put myself in a diaper before I put the dog in one.
The progressive pet insurance policy is not good in Virginia, New York, New Hampshire, or North Carolina because of legal issues in those particular states.
Mm-hmm.
In the 60s, it was Tupperware parties. In the 80s, it was sex toy parties. Now, it's taser parties.
Yeah, baby.
Around the country, women are having taser parties. A cop or safety expert drops by to demonstrate and sell tasers for self-defense.
You know, seriously, it's interesting that you bring this up because I really am toying with the idea.
No, it's not a toy.
Of actually buying that as a gift for my aforementioned lady for when she walks the dog at night.
Quoting,
you know, I live on a busy street. Somebody comes by, and you know, occasionally you get the hey.
I think they'll sell a lot of them.
How you doing, baby? Lean out the window, get tasered.
Thought for a moment she was going to use it on the dog.
No, she does the late night.
When he won't go,
she does the late night walks, and I'm actually going to buy a taser. They come in designer colors.
They do.
I'm very excited about it.
Don't tase me, bro.
Quoting a recent hostess, it's light, it's small, it comes in colors, it just makes you more confident.
I love it when Rob talks black.
Don't tase me, bro.
A personal taser known as the C2. Sells for about $350. It fires darts over 15 feet, delivering 50,000 volts of electricity.
That can kill, can it, Buzz?
No, it simply stuns you. In most cases, it doesn't kill.
I'd like to have the taser like they had on Star Trek.
That's a phaser.
It's a phaser, which you could set to either stun or kill.
Yeah, vaporize.
That'd be good.
And that'd be fun.
So long as it's only used for self-defense, these tasers, they're legal. What could possibly go wrong? In Madison, Wisconsin, a cop is being disciplined for accidentally tasering himself.
Yeah, baby.
Pixie!
Crime doesn't get any weirder than this. That's our story when we continue.
Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow on the Don and Mike Show, we'll be talking more about the Fire Joe Gibbs Now website. You can link to that website at donandmikewebsite.com. Right. Running about 50-50 right now. Get on there and just express your frustration.
Let us know.
We want to hear from you. Also tomorrow on the show, maybe little Craig Wilson.
Yes.
And a homework assignment for all of you guys. We hopefully will welcome Don back.
Yes.
And we might play a little game tomorrow. I'm just spitballing here. Bear with me. Just keep a very detailed record, gentlemen, of everything that you eat in the next 24 hours.
Okay. I'll have to bring home some extra paper.
Might play a little meal or no meal tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's get right back to him. Our man, our statistician, our sex machine. We call him Johnny Ringo.
The name is Johnny.
Ringo.
What do you got, Buzz?
A crime and violence stories do not get much more bizarre than this. In Detroit, two teens have been charged with killing a man for the fun of it. But wait, there's more. It was not only premeditated, they mutilated the body. They decapitated the guy for the fun of it.
Two teens?
A 17-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Charlie and Harrigan!
I'm Charlie Brown.
I'm Irv Harrigan.
Oh, Rob, sick.
They slit his throat and stabbed him and cut off his head with a hacksaw.
Jesus.
In the garage where they'd lured him. The victim, and now it gets, if you can imagine, even odder, the victim was a 26-year-old registered sex offender. Back when he was 17, he had sex with a girl who was 14.
So basically they targeted him because of that?
That is apparently the case. We hope to know more.
Interesting.
Or perhaps not.
All right.
In Milwaukee, a suburban nun has pleaded no contest to charges of indecent behavior with young boys.
Hello, boys.
It happens.
Even the nuns get the Irish
brogue. Welcome to my class. Take a look and see what's under the habit.
How'd you like to look at me rosary?
It happened when she was the principal of a Catholic school in the 1960s, and she's actually, I believe, Italian by surname. Norma Giannini now faces up to 20 years in prison.
Norma Giannini, she's so sad now with the indecent exposure. You get her a nice dog like Otis up in heaven.
I'm not happy.
Up to 20 years in prison at the age of 79. Two men say they had dozens of sexual encounters with Norma, including full-on intercourse, while they were students at her school.
It was against the rules.
They couldn't kick the habit.
Sorry.
One man says that in...
God, that was lame.
Thank you.
One man says that in 1965, when he was 13, she told him to unbutton her habit. He says his hands were shaking so badly, she had to do it for him.
That's not funny.
42 years pass, I think that she should be off the hook.
I don't know. Why do they wait so long?
I don't know. Because of the lawsuits, I guess.
Why you care?
What are you doing there?
Each man says he was with the nun 80 to 100 times.
Nuns don't have sex, right?
They're married to God, right?
Whoa.
Each. Mm-hmm. The retired nun has been undergoing counseling for the last 10 years.
She's 79 years old?
Yes, she is.
Oh. Still getting it done.
The Pope is coming. The Pope is coming.
Yeah, there we go there, Buzzy.
Yes, Pope Benedict will be here for his 81st birthday when he arrives in Washington April 15th.
I'm coming to your house, you heathen.
It's the first Pope show in D.C. since 1979.
I'll be visiting you personally, Burbank.
It's the Pope's, Benedict's first visit since he was here as Cardinal Ratzenberg.
I've heard that you're a non-believer, isn't that right, Buzzy?
I have questions, to be sure.
Yeah, that's... well, you're going astray. I just want you to know I'll be going to the National Cathedral and paying you a personal visit at your home.
We got your tape here, Your Eminence.
Please play it.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Yeah.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO.
That's me.
Biggest celebrity of them all.
Right on.
Who's down with G-O-D?
Come on, Buzz. Come over to our side. I'll give you a souvenir pointy hat.
I look forward to meeting with you.
Have you met the nun?
The nun, yeah, 79 years young.
Norma.
Norma the nun.
While here, he'll visit the White House, say mass in the new Nationals baseball stadium.
I'm here to see Norma the horny nun.
And meet with Catholic educators. Vatican officials have said they hope this visit will encourage a Catholic rejuvenation.
There you go.
In the face of recent scandals, see nun story above.
Hey, Norma, heard those 13-year-old hands were shaking.
100 times.
Did that enhance the experience?
The pontiff will also visit New York on his U.S. tour, where he'll speak at the U.N., visit Ground Zero, and say mass at Yankee Stadium.
Just want to say, while I'm here in Washington, I'll be visiting the Palm Restaurant and visiting my good friend, Cardinal Tommy Giacomo.
Your face is up on the palm, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, all the popes are on the palm.
You have an excellency.
Thanks a lot, Tommy.
Great
cream spinach.
Not only are TV and movies writer... Not only are TV and movie writers on strike, now the writers at CBS News are talking about walking.
Can I check your hat?
Those news writers have been without a contract for over 2.5 years.
That's great, because now that means the anchors will go, good evening. Duh.
Exactly.
I'm Katie.
Duh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
CBS made what it called its final offer a year ago, and 99% of the union members rejected it.
Hey, you know what we didn't get to today? We didn't get to the Today Show questions. Will you get all those together?
I'll have them for you tomorrow.
Have you seen that on the Today Show?
No, I have not.
They're asking them all questions that people are interested about the anchors.
Buzz, I kid you not. They said, if you were a breakfast food, what would you be?
Can that show get any stupider?
Gotta hand it to Roker. He picked pancakes.
Yeah, you bet.
Of course he did.
A walkout, if it happens, would involve 500 writers at CBS News in New York, L.A., and Washington. It would affect the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric.
Yeah, they're going to replace her with Ellen.
I would watch.
She's crossed the picket line.
They're going to replace her with Norma.
Mm-hmm. Norma the horny nun.
That's her.
And it'll also affect the early show as well as all the CBS-owned local stations, including radio. And you can't even go to Broadway to escape. They're the stagehands.
Are you going to honor the picket line? I mean, I'm not
a member of the Writers Guild, so that's not an issue for me.
Hey, you should join. You know, maybe it'll be a big nice story for you.
Maybe I'll refuse to cross my own picket line. Finally,
is that legal?
In New York, a great-grandmother is suing the Yonkers Raceway Casino after the 65-year-old was strip-searched over a missing winner's slip.
Was her name Norma?
No, it wasn't. Right. Slip was later found in the slot machine she'd been playing, but that was after she was locked downstairs for 2.5 hours. Neither the casino nor state police will comment.
Oh, I'm always on the side of the casino.
Me too.
In Worcester, Mass., a doctor specializes...
Worcester.
Worcester?
Worcester.
Worcester.
Yes.
Worcester.
Not Worcester.
Yes, Worcester.
Not Worcestershire.
My grandmother was born there.
Worcester, Mass.
Worcester.
Worcester, Mass.
Worcester, like W-O-O-S-T-E-R.
Okay.
Worcester.
Anyway, up there, a doctor specializing in infectious diseases at the University of Massachusetts was busted over the weekend for soliciting an undercover cop for prostitution.
Being careful, it's very important to me.
Funny
because I have
that.
Genital herpes.
And I don't.
Dr. Peter A. Rice says he was doing research. The professor is an infectious disease specialist.
Mm-hmm.
In Fort Worth, a man's been arrested for watching porn in his car. The officer says he saw a 10-inch screen with, quote, multiple people naked having sexual intercourse. The 24-year-old driver was cited for an obscene display, an open container, and no license.
Ah, shouldn't have left that window open.
But your really creepy guy is still on the loose in our newest affiliate city of Lincoln, Nebraska. It could be a creepy guy or a really odd prankster.
Aren't we on in Nebraska now?
Yeah, Lincoln.
Yeah, Lincoln.
Hello, Lincoln.
Either way, body prints have been showing up in windows in Lincoln at businesses, schools, and churches.
Let me explain. Say body prints, you mean?
I'll tell you. The prints were made, from all appearances, by someone wearing no clothing, nothing really, except a thick coat of Vaseline petroleum jelly.
Why? Are you sticky?
It has happened about 20 times there in the last couple of months.
Wow. Get Rudy on the phone.
Police are starting to wonder if it's just one guy or if, because there's nothing else to do in Lincoln, the original has set off a wave of copycat Vaseline vandals.
Yeah, but if you look through the window, all the older women have that nice soft look.
Look like Cybill Shepherd.
Right.
I'm Johnny Ringo on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy. Sorry, we're out of time. That's it. Got to get out of here. Our prayers go out to Don and his family and Jimmy.
Best wishes, yeah.
Very tough day for those guys. Hopefully, Don will be back with us tomorrow, and we'll be back with more fun and more thrills. That's it. We got to get out of here. Good day to you, sir.
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 Any parting words, Johnny?
I got to get on the road. I got to go see Fat Nancy.
Fat Nancy. I'm going to see Horny Norma.
Goodbye.
So long, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.